Welcome all light workers, February 21st, 2012. Bringers of the light, bringers of the dawn, as we're often called, and we were just talking about our frustration, and I would say tedium would be another word that I would use with 3D, with this just linear reality. And that's interesting because that's what we're moving out of in this time frame. That's what we're moving out of. That's the opening that we have right now in the astrology, and that's what we'll talk about today, is the astrology. And also we've been talking about our Tuesday Tantra transmissions. As I sit to meditate for my sadhana in the morning, I especially feel Yogi Bhajan come in very strongly on Tuesday mornings and to start to work with me so that I can work with the group, so the group can work with the next planetary transformation. And he's just wanting to send everybody lots of gratitude and good feelings and feelings of coherence. He's saying that during this time there's a feeling of not being coherent, of basically dissolving and falling apart. And he's saying, don't get discouraged, you'll fall back together, but you'll be in a higher plane of consciousness, and we're with you, and I'm with you. And all of you, he's saying, you know, all of your buddies are here, and we're with you. So he's acknowledging us and sending us gratitude for the work that we're doing. So we'll get a few minutes of of relief here on this call, and we're getting some echoes, so maybe somebody still needs to *6. Okay, thank you. So today we have a new moon in Pisces, and it's significant while we're receiving our tantra transmissions from our guides and teachers, from Yogi Bhajan, and I'm just feeling this light energy coming through my body, and my third eye is vibrating, and I'm feeling like I just went into this portal of light, like an entryway. What I'm experiencing is in this moment that it's an entryway, it's an access point to a new frequency, a frequency that's more coherent. The light is more coherent, the dimensions are more coherent, the consciousness is more coherent. And Yogi Bhajan is saying, yes, he's showing us where we're going, and he's recalibrating our chakras so that they're not just something that are related to our own bodies, but that as we breathe and experience and pull into our chakra system, that our chakras are getting recalibrated to these other dimensions of light, to higher frequencies, so that our chakras are more portals. They're portals that are taking us across, and that's what's needed right now in the astrology that's coming through onto the planet. And we'll talk about that for a minute because it has to do with these spiritual frequencies. So the astrology that we're moving into and have been moving into and is especially being anchored in today with the new moon in Pisces has to do with planets that are usually called generational planets. In other words, what this means is that these outer planets have long-term effects, or they're planets that create changes for a whole generation. They create major changes. They create big changes. It's not just a fast little blip like, okay, the moon was in this every 2.5 days and that, and then I felt this and that. No, these are structural planetary changes. So the planets that these outer planets like Pluto and Uranus and Neptune have a big impact on the collective consciousness of humanity. So that's where we come in. We're anchoring in these frequencies, and as we hold these frequencies and are able to embrace them and see the world in a different way, then we're bringing through the frequencies of the new structures. The new structures for humanity, as these planets show people and are bringing the energies of the world for change and for what the next evolutionary step is. So those were under this really strong planetary energy of Neptune and Pisces, which is what we really need to understand so we don't feel that we're just being scattered and stretched and blown apart for no particular reason. Uranus is a planet that's shocking and can be disturbing, but it shocks and disturbs the existing order so that we can bring forth a new one. And Pluto is a planet that it's our depths of what needs to be broken down. It's our deepest subconscious. So this is like what happens in White Tantra Yoga, where the master is able to, as we chant and look into the eyes of our partner, when we sit in rows with the White Tantra lines, White Tantric lines, the master is able to work with our subconscious and help us release the mental constructs or past lives or images that keep us locked into seeing the world in a certain way. And that's what we were just talking about at the beginning of the call, that people are starting to experience seeing kind of stories or images or different maybe lifetimes are sort of flashing before them. And that's what's happening. Like, it's almost like that these planets are vibrating so strongly that our subconscious is being reorganized. Any old patterns, any old identities is really more of an accurate word. They're being pushed to the surface so that we can release them into an expanded frequency. So from an old identity to an expanded frequency. So we're moving into this time and this Pluto and then this Neptune-Pisces interface, which is what we'll talk about, which is what we're talking about, and I'm going to talk about the timelines in a minute, where Neptune is a planet that dissolves, and it dissolves the ego. So one could feel like they're going crazy because who am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? What's my point of reference? And if we look around and look at our normal points of reference in the 3D world that we're used to, we might feel really frustrated because we're only being dissolved right now. We're not yet anchored into or totally calibrated to the next dimension in the environment around us. So we have right now a dissolution and a chaos around us, and we can feel a chaos in ourselves. And I feel that, a chaos even on the cellular level, so we can move into more of a spiritual awareness. And that's the time we're in. So we have this, astrologically, we have the planet Neptune has moved into the sign of Pisces. And so this actually began April 4th, 2011, but then it retrograded. And then February 3rd, which was just very recently, just a few short weeks ago, Neptune moved back into Pisces. And so this will happen. This transit is going to be in this astrological space until 2025. So as I said, this is a slow-moving outer planet. So this is a whole reorganization for the next 13 years to really move into the frequency on the planet of our connection with spirit or spirituality, the Pisces energy, the last sign of the zodiac, being the new point of reference. So it's the ascension. This is the ascension activation that we have right now. We're moving into the feeling that spirituality is who we are and is what we need to create from so that our environments around us reflect that spirituality. So whether it's creativity, artistic expression, peace, a world without war, distribution of wealth, all those things. So we've just got that stabilization since February 3rd. So we've just begun this journey, this Neptune-Pisces ascension journey. So that's why it feels disorienting right now. So as we anchor that in and hold that in our psyches, in ourselves, connected with our chakras, and get that recalibration on our own chakras, then we're going to be, believe it or not, even though Pisces is a water sign and we feel unstable, we'll be like a stabilizing force that holds these waters of the collective unconscious into the direction of spirit being real, of consciousness being real, of compassion being real, of being aware of what needs to change around us, of the starving children, the greed, and everything that has caused so much suffering on the planet. We're going to start to become more aware of that, planetary, I'm saying, in terms of the collective consciousness, and more out of that, more solutions will arise. So right now, we just lit a huge candle in a really dark room, and there's all kinds of spiders and cobwebs, and it's not really fun, because we're right at the beginning of this ascensionary shift. I just made that word up. Is that a real word? Yes, it is now. So what to meditate on is to meditate on the experience of unity, which, remember, is the fifth dimensional consciousness. So we go 3D, duality, that's when one identifies with what they see around them, with their belief systems, like good, bad, right, wrong. Fourth dimension, seeing the world as creation as polarity, the awareness that polarity exists. And then the fifth dimension, once one can just look at the world through the awareness and eyes of polarity, then one can move into the experience of unity, the experience of oneness. So this is what we are being offered to hold, is that consciousness of unity, that consciousness of interconnectedness that the world has been seeking for so long, the consciousness of, wow, we're all one. So if I do something that hurts somebody else, it's going to affect me. And this is a time where we can move back into the connection with the mother, as we've been talking about, and allow that sacredness to be reborn, and that consciousness of sacredness and connection with the mother and with each other to be reborn onto the planet. I thought it was really interesting when I was looking through some of the news stories that scientists in Russia have found a seed that was over 30,000 years old. 30,000 years old, I'm repeating that, 30 to 32,000 years old. And it was frozen in Siberia in a little squirrel burrow. And they actually have, this flower has actually bloomed, and there was pictures of it on the internet. It's a little white flower. And to me, that signifies that from her deep slumber, the mother is coming back to life. The mother has not died. She may have had to go underground with all the destruction on the planet. But I feel that at this Neptune-Pisces conjunction, it's a very significant sign that that's what showed up, that's that flower that's been just the seed, this buried seed for 30,000 years, has now blossomed on the planet. And I've been working a lot with, and I think I talked about this last week, about how to feel God. So as I'm walking around, taking a walk, and it's pretty warm, the flowers are starting to bloom where I am in San Diego, and I'm walking around and I'm embracing what I'm feeling. I'm stopping at the really brilliant colored new blossoms, flowers that are coming out, and allowing the flowers to come into me and share their gift with me so I can experience my interconnection or oneness with the earth, the spring, the flowers, as they open up, and I can experience, and I was experiencing when I was looking at some really brilliant yellow daisies, how they were activating my third chakra, and I felt that I could move forward into the world with a purity, with an image of that each piece of nature is not just beautiful and wonderful, but when I can allow the gift of that particular aspect to come into me, that helps me create a new coherence of connection within my cellular DNA structure. So I've been working a lot with how to feel God, and that's part of the transmission, is moving into the Shakti activation, is moving into the feeling and balancing it with the Shiva energy, which is the patriarchy has taken over and created such an imbalance of just being in our heads and not being able to feel. So this is activating the other half, activating the Shakti, which is what we've been working on for a while, but it's breathing in that feeling that it's okay to feel deeply, and it's okay to know the gift of what's coming into us with each breath and be aware of what we're letting in, and to know and to grow with spirit, because right now it's almost like a groan, like the rock has been pushed back from Jesus' tomb or something, and he's, you know, the new life is rising with this Neptune-Pisces conjunction. So it's the feeling of it's okay to grow with spirit. And yes, there's some creaks and groans, maybe even after 30,000 years, new life is being reformed. And it's okay to shine and to care. And it's okay to live and to give. And it's okay to breathe and to be. And it's wonderful to help and accept help. And it's all in the flow of life, to feel the flow of life. And this is what the gods, I was told, this is what the gods embody for, to feel and to believe and to experience and to have and to deliver at this time what has been lost, that beautiful feeling of innocence, of that connection with spirit, and to know that this is what the spring's about, and this is how to use spirituality on the planet at this time, that it's becoming, moving into the collective unconscious, that our connection with spirit is not something that's just happening in churches on Sundays. It's a portal, it's a dimension, it's a gateway that is opening for all humanity to walk through, and that which is not of the innocence and the purity, Pisces, the innocence, spirit is innocent, will fall away. So it's a tremendous time to experience the depth of spirituality that's coming onto the planet, and to allow each chakra to be activated as a portal, as a gateway to all these different dimensions and all these different levels. So in our first chakra, we're actually moving collectively the direction that we want to go with this Neptune-Pisces conjunction. We want to move from the first chakra, from just surviving or fear of survival, to thriving. In our second chakra, we want to move from the desire for procreation to the experience of co-creation. And in our third chakra, we want to move from the desire just to live to the desire to really experience the immortality of the spirit of the gods coming into our physical bodies, that we are having an experience that's beyond the physical, beyond the physical body. And in the fourth chakra, to move from just wanting to share to that feeling of compassion for all, that our heart chakra expands so much that we can have compassion that extends over the whole planet for all the suffering of people that have not been able to move into this connection with spirit. And from the fifth chakra, we're moving from the experience of just intellectual knowledge into wisdom, knowing how to act and knowing how to be a wise person, and whether it's a wise elder or the wisdom of the innocence of a child, there's a certain wisdom no matter what the age is. But it's the wisdom of spirit, so we embody the wisdom of spirit. And the sixth chakra, moving from self-realization into the integration of spirit realization, realizing that we are spirit, that is our basic nature. And the seventh chakra, which is the chakra, the crown chakra, where we get the messages from the divine. So really moving into the union with the divine and knowing that as we flow with the messages and the river of the divine, that we are moving into that realm of complete merging and complete expansion into the ascension frequencies, into the ascension portal. And that's what we're doing today, and that's what's being initiated today with this Pisces new moon. So that is a lot of energy. So as we were saying, we've been feeling a little unsettled, and that's why. And so Yogi Bhajan, Siri Singh Sab, and Baba Siri Chand are just giving us some beautiful, coherent spiritual frequencies to recalibrate our chakras, recalibrate ourselves, and activate new strands of DNA right now. So I'm feeling this light, strands of light being activated. To me, they look kind of iridescent. And I was looking at this iridescent purple flower, and I'm kind of seeing a shimmery, iridescent purple energy right now being sent to us. So we've got Pisces, these fish swimming in opposite directions. So it's about balance, and it's about deciding what direction collectively and individually we're going to move into. So as we move into this new calibration, this higher frequency, lining up with the ascension portal, we're going to find our direction that brings us peace, that brings us purpose, that brings us compassion. And so this fluidity will then work for us as we know which direction to swim in, literally. Pisces is also signified by very fertile imagination. So it's important to keep breathing and anchor into the physical, taking walks and breathing and doing our yoga and exercising so that we can experience the recalibration and bring it into, with the in-breath, into our physical bodies. So we have four planets and three asteroids in Pisces in this chart. So we've got not only Neptune, we've got New Moon, that's what we said, we've got the Moon, Sun, and Mercury, and then three asteroids, Pallas, Athena, and Chiron, and Vesta. So the asteroids are... Pallas Athena brings forth, that's creative intelligence, wisdom, and father-daughter issues, and how we choose to show up in the world. So again, this is a recalibration of releasing the patriarchy, so we embody our own divine wisdom, and we're not taken outside of ourselves. We are embodying it, bringing it in, so we embody that male wisdom, so the patriarchy becomes something that's wise and compassionate. And we've got Chiron at four degrees Pisces and Vesta, and that's what that has to do. Chiron is the wounded healer, and Vesta is moving into the temple. So how we, once we're healed in our own hearts, whatever the collective wound has been of the patriarchy or how that's shown up, or individually how we've been wounded, this is Pisces brings innocence. So this is the time to return to the innocence and enter the temple with innocence. And to it's a time of renewal. Renewing our relationships with the divine through our nature, through our hearts, and with deep states, moving into the silence, that moment of silence, and that moment to, hey, hi, I'm on a conference call. Hang on a second. So I'll be done in a sort of, okay. All right, friend just came by. Okay, so anyway, so it's a wide, wide open time, and it's a time that's very watery, and very emotionally fluid, and it's a time to surrender. It's a time to surrender to this gift of this very feminine moon and move, become empty like the night sky, the sky that has no boundaries, and know what place is right for you. and know what place is profound and clear for you. So when you look at it, then you can feel it, and you can know where your place is and how you can merge into this infinite realm of spirit that can be overwhelming. So that is what we are dealing with today. And to release some of the energies that we feel are stuck, that are just kind of unreleasable, the chant that Yogi Bhajan was instructing us to do today is Ardas Bayi. And Ardas means prayer. So we're asking to move into that prayerful state, and this is called the prayer of the prayerless, the hope of the hopeless. So we move into that state of just infinite love and hope and grace, and know that there's a place where grace exists beyond the pain, beyond that which seems insurmountable.